You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Boys and Girls Club of Eau Claire was temporarily closed on Friday after a plumbing issue led to a pipe burst in the building. According to organization officials, the pipe burst occurred on Friday morning and caused the basement of the building to flood. The basement hosts the Boys and Girls Club's teen center, and nearly 50 kids were displaced as a result of the closure on Friday night. Organization officials are working with the city of Eau Claire to determine the source of the issue, but were unable to provide a timeline of when it will be fully fixed. The school district of the Menominee area is seeking community members to serve on an exploration committee to decide the future of the Downsville school building following the decision to close the school. The committee will be tasked with making recommendations for the site to the District Board of Education by January. Interested residents can apply through an online form and will be notified by June 15th if they are selected for the committee. The chosen applicants should expect to attend monthly meetings from September to December. The Rice Lake City Council has decided to pursue state grant funding to improve a well-traveled intersection in the area. At their meeting last week, the City Council approved a measure to seek funding through the Safety Improvement Program to renovate the intersection of South Main Street and Sawyer Street. Officials say the improvement will also allow the fire department to implement a paid on-call EMS program. If they do receive the grant funding, the state would pay 90% of engineering and construction costs for the project. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in the state legislature continue to argue over who controls the federal funding distributed to the state during the COVID-19 pandemic. On Thursday, the state Senate Committee on Government Operations, Labor, and Economic Development held a public hearing over $171 million of interest that was generated by the pandemic relief funding. Republicans claim the money now belongs to the state and is under the legislature's control, while Governor Evers argues it is federal and under his control. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding residents to avoid dangerous driving behaviors and prioritize safety on the roads with reckless driving as June's Law of the Month. According to a press release, there were over 5,600 reckless driving crashes in the state last year, which resulted in nearly 140 deaths and over 3,000 injuries. The State Patrol is reminding residents that every reckless driving crash is preventable. Reckless drivers could face fines of up to $400 or even jail time if a crash results in serious injury. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has announced the start of their yearly summer food service program to help kids across the state get free meals and snacks. The program serves over 3 million meals at over 900 locations across the state each summer, helping children who may not have stable access to healthy food without school breakfast and lunch. A full list of locations, like local nonprofits and Boys and Girls Clubs participating in the summer food service program, can be found on the Department of Public Instruction's website. One person was arrested following a Sunday crash involving a UTV and a Polk County Sheriff's Office patrol car. According to law enforcement authorities, the crash occurred at around 1:30 a.m. on Sunday. A Polk County deputy and a K-9 were traveling on Highway 35 near the village of Dresser when the driver of the UTV allegedly sideswiped their car. The deputy and K-9 were not injured in the crash, but their vehicle suffered significant damage. The UTV driver fled the scene of the crash but was later located, and authorities believe alcohol was a factor. A Rice Lake man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison following his 17th operating while intoxicated offense. According to court documents, law enforcement authorities responded to reports of a pickup truck swerving across the road and nearly hitting other vehicles in September. After identifying 72-year-old Mark Johnson as the owner of the truck, officers went to his residence and conducted a preliminary breath test, which showed his blood alcohol content to be nearly double the legal limit. Johnson also had a BAC restriction of .02 based on his prior convictions. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is calling for the state to lift its vaccine requirements for kids attending school or childcare programs. During an event in Milwaukee last week, Senator Johnson said he believed some childhood illnesses like measles had been eradicated through better hygiene and sanitation, not just the vaccines. The comments also come as measles outbreaks pop up across the country, with over 1,000 confirmed cases in 31 states. Kids are required to receive the vaccine under state law to attend school or childcare programs. Republican lawmakers are proposing new legislation to fine Wisconsin residents who intentionally misrepresent their pet as a service animal. The bill would change the definition of a service animal under state law to more closely align with federal law. Current state law considers any animal trained to assist people with a disability to be a service animal, but federal law is restricted to dogs and miniature horses. Residents who violate the law could be subject to a $200 fine for their first offense and a $500 fine for subsequent offenses. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers OTAs continue here at Lambeau Field. Anthony Belton is the Packers' second-round pick out of NC State, competing for a spot on the offensive line. I asked him if he's been more nervous or excited to be in the NFL.
It's a little bit of both, because, you know, you're nervous because, you know, you're in a new environment around people you're not really too familiar with. But also, it's like you're excited because this is what you've been wanting to do since you was a kid, lifelong dream. You get a chance to keep playing the game you've been loving since a kid. It's like, it's a blessing. But you're going to be nervous at first a little bit.
Baseball, the Brewers and Reds series continues tonight in Cincinnati. Milwaukee winning 3-2 last night, thanks to another home run by Christian Yelich, named National League Player of the Week. Yelly, hit by a pitch Sunday, still managed to hit his sixth home run in the past 10 games.
He crushed two balls tonight, that, you know, sore hand or not. He's living up to his Player of the Week, you know, outstanding.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mark Hamill is done, as Luke Skywalker, that is. The actor says no one should ever expect him to appear as Luke Skywalker again, in any way, shape, or form. Deadline reports that Hamill says the franchise should rely on new faces. He last appeared as Luke Skywalker as a mentor to Daisy Ridley's character Rey in The Last Jedi. He's probably serious, but as we've learned, a Jedi never really dies. Just 5 days until you can purchase Bathwater Bliss, also known as the Sydney Sweeney-inspired soap. What inspired it? The fact that there is a market for men who want soap that smells like her bathwater. Sweeney says it's a way to connect with her pre-vert fans, and let's be honest, it's a lot more intimate than an autograph. I'm not really sure whether or not the soap will get you clean, but I doubt her patrons are concerned about that. Sweeney, on the other hand, might be the cleanest person in the world, because if the soap sells like hotcakes, she'll be in the tub around the clock.
Mmm, hotcakes.
Clint Eastwood is tired of sequels, franchises, and remakes. Join the club, bruh. The four-time Oscar winner is a spry 95 years old and says he misses the days when writers would hole up in a bungalow on a studio lot and churn out movies like Casablanca. The 95-year-old star of In the Line of Fire and the director of Juror No. 2 says he plans on working for a long time. Eastwood says he'll work as long as he can still learn something or until he is truly senile. 95, a sense of humor, still making movies, and he can probably take you. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you like good old-fashioned manhunts, check out American Manhunt, The Search for Osama Bin Laden. At first, I had no desire to relive 9/11, but watching it with my kids was an experience. The American Manhunt series, not to be confused with Manhunt, The Search for America's Most Gorgeous Male Model, includes two other mini-docs, The Search for O.J. Simpson and the Boston Marathon Bombing. All the series can be watched good old-fashioned binge-style on Netflix. No real big surprises at the box office last weekend, as last week's champion and runner-up remain the same, each showing about a 50% drop-off from opening weekend, which is pretty impressive. Lilo and Stitch came in first place again in the box office race at $63 million domestically, followed by Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning, which brought in $27 million at the gate. Disney is actually celebrating a milestone after this weekend, with the studio going over $1 billion for the year to date. This marks the 20th year in a row, with the exception of COVID in 2020, that the studio has brought in $1 million a year. The highest new release last weekend was The Karate Kid, which was hoping for about $25 million, but came in at $20 million. In fourth was another repeat offender, as Final Destination Bloodlines brought in $10.8 million, and horror film Bring Her Back was fifth with $7 million. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today with some heavy rain possible, a half inch to an inch or more in some spots. Our high right around 65 to 68 this afternoon. Tonight down to 51, tomorrow mostly sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.